Good evening and welcome.
大家晚安，也欢迎大家。
This is one of the few times during the year when English and Mandarin meet together.
我们英文部跟华文部很少有机会一起聚集在这里，在一起。今天是很稀有的这个机会。
So I welcome all of you again.
所以呢，我要热烈的欢迎大家。
For the second year running,We are back at the Marriott Hotel Putrajaya.
我们回到这个营地已经是第二年了。
Do you know what is the meaning of Putrajaya?
Putrajaya 这个是什么意思呢？这个字。
I thought you should know.
我要与你们分享，让你们知道。
Having come to this hotel,
既然你们来到这个酒店，这个地方。
Putra means...The prince.
Putra 就是王子的意思。
And Jaya means very prominent and prosperous.
Jaya 呢就是显赫的意思，就是显赫的王子的意思。
And I think it should be called Putra Palace.
这里呢应该是一个王子的宫殿吧。
I've never been to a hotel so beautiful.And so luxurious as Putrajaya.
我没有到过一个比这里还堂皇还富丽的这个酒店。
The theme of our Bible camp for the family for 6 days is be discerning.
我们这个营会的主题是必须分辨。
It is the concern of the leaders.That members and other adherents who attend our meetings grow with the years.
我们教会的长子们都希望大家在灵命方面有长进。
Are you concerned?
你对这个方面关心吗?
Just as every father and mother is concerned with the child's development.
就像父母们很关心孩子们的成长。
Every father and mother looks at the child and assesses the milestones of growth.
父母们看着孩子一天天的成长，看他们有没有达到。
And if the child does not grow properly,
如果这个孩子没有很好的成长的话，
the parent is very worried.
那父母呢就会开始担心。
So with the leaders of this church, the same concern has come to us.
所以呢我们教会的长子们也关心这点。
As the writer of Hebrews,
就像
expresses himself,
就像希伯来书的作者这么写着。
And I'd like to read with you the 3 verses we have just read.
我要与你们再读一次我们刚才所读的经文。
Well, when the time ye were, you ought to be teachers, ye have need of someone else to teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, the sayings of God, and are become such as have need for milk.And not for strong meat.
希伯来书第五章第十二节这么记载，这里说：看你们学习的功夫，本该做师傅，谁知还得有人将神圣言小学的开端另教导你们，并且成了那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人。
Now pause a moment and think.
我们稍微停一下，停顿一下，来思考。
The writer of Hebrews says, "What will the father or mother think?"
就像希伯来书的作者呢，他这样的思想，他说：“如果是父母，你会怎么想呢？”
As a teacher of the gospel and the word of God, we are very concerned.
就像教导。神圣话语的师父的老师，我们也有这方面的关心。
That as growing children, our congregation also grows.
当会众在灵命方面的成长，
be discerning,
我们要必须分辨。
If it were to be condensed in meaning with two words,
如果我们把它浓缩成两个字，
what do you think the two words should be?
这两个字是什么字呢？
I present to you for your thinking and for your consideration, grow up.
就是我与你们分享，让你们自己思考，就是你们要有长进。
Grow up, dear friends.
你们要成长。
Those of you who have been attending and studying the Bible, have you improved and progressed?
当你们在查考神话语的时候，有没有长进呢？
So what is foremost in our mind and in our concern?
所以我们最关心的是什么呢？
To all of you,
我为你们都关心这点。
Grow up,
就是要你们在灵命方面有长进。
Are you?
你们有长进吗？
Be discerning,
必须分辨。
Not everything is good.
不是什么都好的。
I'm very happy tonight.
我今天晚上很高兴。
There are some here who I know.
在这里呢，有一些是我认识的。
Are not believers.
因为你们当中有一些是非信
徒。They think it is quite good. Quite good to attend a Christian meeting.
可是呢，如果你愿意来参加我们的营会，我很高兴。
But in their mind, it is just...One of the religions.
可是如果你在你的脑海里呢，基督教只是其中一个宗教。
So what we say is, grow up.
所以我跟你们说，你们要成长。
Be discerning.
你们要必须分辨。
Christianity is not one of the religions.
基督教不是其中一个宗教。
It is the only religion.
它是唯一的宗教。
The only teaching that gives you a way to heaven.
基督教是唯一教导你怎么能够上天堂。
And for those of you who know,
你们在当中所知道的，
you have the responsibility,
你所知道的你就有这个责任，
to go and tell,
你要去与人分享这个福音。
Perchance somebody you know,
你认识的人，
hearing the truth,
你认识的人听到你的分享，
will come to receive,The Savior.
听到你分享的真理就能够来信耶稣。
Please, let's all understand.
我们都要了解这点。
There is only one Savior.
只有一位救主。
Only one who can show us the way to heaven.
只有他能够指引我们到天家的路。
You know, there are some people who are very keen to have PR of Singapore.
很多人呢都希望能够拥有新加坡的永久居民。
I was one who got PR.
我也是有这个永久居民。
Because I was not born here.
因为我不是出生在新加坡。
And for all my childhood days, I was a Malaysian citizen.
童年的时候，我是住在马来西亚，我是马来西亚公民。
But then, the time came. I thought it was better I be a Singapore citizen.
然后后来呢，我认为呢，当新加坡的公民会比较好。
But please understand, whether PR or citizen by birth or by naturalization as me, all comes to the same thing.
可是我们要了解的是，不管我们是新加坡的永久居民，或者是公民，或者是从外地移民过来的，结局都是一样。
Be discerning.
所以我们要必须分辨。
It's not whether you live here as PR or as citizen.
重要的不是你住在这里是永久居民或者是公民。
Your tenure of residency is limited.
你在这里居留的时间是有限的。
Sooner or later, you got to say goodbye.
有一天你要与时间说再会。
This is the beauty about Christianity,
这就是基督教它美妙之处。
This faith gives you a hope beyond the earth.
信基督，你就有那永生的盼望。
Did you ever stop to think?
你有没有休息片刻来思想呢？
Let me ask you, how long do you expect to live on earth?
我问你，你认为你的寿命会有多长？
Today, Singapore is said to be one of the best places on earth to be a citizen of and to live in.
据统计资料，我现在新加坡居住是一个很好的选择。
So my question is repeated for you.
所以呢，我的问题要我再次的问你。
Please ask yourself seriously.
我们要认真的自问。
No matter whether you're PR or not PR.
不管你是不是永久居民或者不是。
I ask you, how long do you expect to live in Singapore?
我再次问你，你认为你在新加坡会待多久呢？会活多久呢？
The writer of Psalm 90 gives it to us very, very understandable.
如果我们看诗篇第九十篇，我们就能够了解。
Very realistic.
这是很实际的。
Something which you cannot question and refute.
那个道理呢，是你不能够否认的。
It says, the days of our years on earth are 70.
那诗篇九十篇这里就说我们的寿命呢是七十岁。
Average.
平均
70.
七十岁。
And if by reason of good health,
如果强壮
you live to 80 or 90.
八十九十岁。
Let me ask you, what have you gained?
我再问你，在这年间，这有生之年，你得到什么？
What is the profit?
那有什么益处呢？
The writer of the Psalm answers for you.
那写诗篇的作者呢，就有这个答案给你。
You can live to 80.
你可以活到八十。
90.
九十。
What have you gained?
八十九十岁，可是你有什么益处呢？
More years of labor and sorrow.
只是劳苦愁烦。
My elder brother, one of them, I have two.
我的哥哥
lived to 68.
他活到六十八岁。
My elder sister lived to 78.
我的姐姐她活到七十八岁。
We thought it was quite good.
我认为这样子够了。
My elder brother lived to 88.
我的大哥他活到
Better. Each one is 10 years more.
他每个都是加了十岁。
So the people who heard this naturally point to me, you are likely to live to 98.
然后他们就说啊，我可能会活到九十八岁。
I say I'm ready to go anytime, any day.
可是我对他们说，我随时呢愿意离开。
And that is my yearning and wish.
这是我的渴望。
What is yours?
你的渴望是什么？
You say, you're a fool.
你说你这么愚蠢。
You have such good health.
你的健康这么好。
Why don't you think of living to 98?
为何不要活到98岁呢？
Dear friends, I tell you again.
可是亲爱的朋友，我要跟你们说。
All you gain is labor and sorrow.
你所得到的只是劳苦愁烦。
Did you see me getting on stage with this stick?
你有看到我提着一个拐杖吗？
It's not for fashion, you know.
不是为了潮流。
You think it's stylish to carry a walking stick?
不是说有哪一个拐杖很新潮。
But I carry it to prevent me from falling down.
我提着拐杖就是要避免跌倒。
So what, that's all you earn to live long.
如果你要活这么久，你就要这样的结果。
So why live long?
为什么要活这么久呢？
The God of your life determines it.
但是我们生命的主宰，他会在
Then the next question is, when you go, where do you go?
当我们离开这个世界的时候，我们要到哪里去呢？
You cannot say, I go back to Singapore.
你说我回去新加坡。
As a ghost.
回去新加坡做一个鬼魂回去。
Or what other reason, What other reply do you have?
或者你有什么其他的回答吗？
Fingerprints.
我们要仔细的思考。
I know in our midst there are some who have never yet trusted the Lord Jesus.
我知道你们当中还有一些还没有信耶稣基督的。
I say to you,
我要跟你们说，
Don't think that you have security because you have PR.
不要以为你已经有这个永久居民，你就有保障。
Be discerning.
你要必须分辨。
Grow up.
你要必须成长。
And understand what is the future.
你要明白，你要了解你的前途是什么。
What is your future?
你有什么前途？
There is only one future.
前途只有一个。
For those who do not believe in Jesus.
如果你不信耶稣基督。
You say, well, it's the same lah.
你说啊，都一样吧。
I'm saying to you, it is not the same.
我跟你说，不是一样的。
Please understand.
你要了解。
Only one person,
只有一位，
was born of a virgin.
他是童女所生。
Not virgin plus another man.
不是跟另外一个男人生的。
Only Jesus was born of the virgin.
只有耶稣基督他是童女所生。
In other words, not by human planning.
所以呢，他不是，他的出生不是人为。
Not by human desire.
不是根据我们人的欲望。
Do you know that?
你知道吗？
And only Jesus,
只有耶稣，
died and rose again.
他死了，也为我们复活了。
Of all the men and women who lived on planet Earth, everyone died.
我们在世的每个人都会死。
And everyone was buried all other way of disposal.
每个人都死了，埋葬了或者灭了。
Only Jesus,
只有耶稣，
rose from the dead.
他从死里复活。
Why?
为什么？
Ask yourself, please.
你自问吧。
Not everybody dies the same way.
不是每个人的死法都一样。
Why did Jesus die?
为什么耶稣要死？
Ask yourself, do you know?
你自问，你知道什么原因吗？
Answer.
答案。
Jesus died for you, for me.
耶稣是为了你我而死。
And he not only died, he rose again.
他不只死了，他从死里复活。
And he went to heaven.
他上了天堂。
Before he went to heaven, he said these words.
他没有上天堂之前，他说了这句话。
I want all of you to take note, because what I say are not my words.
我要你们注意听了，因为我所说的不是我自己的话。
Jesus said.
是耶稣说的。
Don't be troubled.
他说你们心里不要忧愁。
You believe in God?
你信神？
Almost everybody will say, of course I believe in God.
你们当中可能很多说啊，我都信神。
Jesus says, then believe in me.
你们，耶稣对他们说，你们信神，你们当信我。
Because only Jesus,
因为只有耶稣
came from heaven,
他从天上来到
这里 for one purpose,
为了一个目的
to save you and me,
为了要拯救我
to open the way to heaven,
让我们能够上天堂。
So he says,
耶稣说
in my father's house,
在我父的家里
are many mansions,
有很多住宅。
Well, you say to me,Our HDB flats are getting better and better.
你说啊，我们的这个政府组屋越来越好啊。
Who needs a home in heaven?
我为何需要在天堂有这个住宅呢？
Dear friends,
朋友们，
don't be so quick to answer that question.
回答的不要太快。
The place in heaven is a mansion that you will, once you see, you say, why did I come here earlier?
在耶稣在天堂为我们预备的地方是我们是无法想象的。你会说，哇，我为什么不要早一点来呢？
In my father's house are many mansions. I go and prepare a place for you.
耶稣说，我去为你们预备地方，就在我的父的家里。
Then he concludes his saying by saying,
耶稣继续这样子说，
If I go, I will come.
我去，我要再回来。
Because I promise you to give you a home in heaven.
因为我应许你呢，要给你们再有一个家。
In my Father's house are many mansions.
在我的家的父里有很多住宅。
If not so, I would have told you.
如果不是这样子呢，我早会跟你们说。
Who said this?
谁说的？
Do you believe?
你相信吗？
Christianity all hinges on one word, faith.
基督教呢，讲求的就是一个字，就是信。
We have to believe and receive the word of God, you have life everlasting.
如果你信耶稣，你就有永生。
Whether you live 60 or 70 or 80 or 90 or 100,
不管你是活到70、80、90，甚至100岁，
end of the road is home in heaven.
到最后呢，你有一个天家。
Now let's read on.
我们再来看希伯来书第5章，
Verse 12,
第12节。
Now, this is a question that is addressed to you.
我还有一个给你们一个问题。
Not by me,
不是我，
but by the writer of Hebrews,
就是希伯来书的作者。
When for the time yet, ye ought to know to be a teacher. You have need of others to teach you.
他说，在十二节这里说，看你们学习的功夫，本该做师傅，谁知来得有人将。
Addressed to the Hebrews.
他对这些犹太人说。
Addressed to all of you.
也对我们说。
We have taught you long enough.
我们已经很多方面教导你们。
But yet you have not understood all the things we have taught you.
可是你们还是不明白。
Grow up.
你们要有长进。
Be discerning.
你们必须要能够分辨。
You have become such as need milk and not meat.
可是你们还得人将神圣言小学的开端。 另教导你们还必须吃奶。
The writer of Hebrews is very concerned.
希伯来书的作者呢，他十分的关心。
As a parent,
他就像一个父母一样。
Spiritual parent,
就是属灵的家长。
And say, you ought to understand and go out and tell others.
他说你们要明白，你们要出去。
But you are waiting for us to go back and tell you.
可是呢，你还要必须等我们回去再教导你们。
It's like a boy, a girl, grown up already.
就像一个孩童，他长大了。
Doesn't want to take anything but milk.
可是他什么都不吃，只要喝奶。
It's like that situation.
就是这样的一个情形。
You must be concerned.
你要必须对这方面关心。
The writer of Hebrews is very concerned.
希伯来书的作者他十分的关心。
Bible camp is an investment.
圣经营，来到圣经营是一个大的投资。
6 days you come here and we talk to you, morning till night.
我们来到这里呢，六天，我们来听神的话语。
Of course, not just talking, but other activities,
还有其他的活动,
which you all know after these 6 days.
你们都知道我们这六天里面的这些活动。
But the writer of Hebrews is very concerned.
可是希伯来书的作者呢，对这个灵命方面十分关心。
Why is it our members don't grow up?
为什么我们的这个会友呢，都没有长进？
Grow up then, please.
所以你们要长进，要成长。
So that you progress from milk to meat.
所以呢，你们不只要吃奶，还要吃干粮。
And then go out and tell others.
然后与别人分享。
Verse 14.
第14节。
Strong meat belongs to them that are full age.
唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮。
Those who by reason of use have their senses exercised.
他们的心巧习练得通达。
and they discern between good and bad,
就能分辨好歹了。
Our dear friends, this is the purpose of Bible camp.
这是我们来到圣经营的目的。
Not the games that are being played,
不是来这里玩游戏。
Or any other activity,
或者是其他的活动。
That we have organized,
就是我们组织的这些活动。
And I thank our Bible Camp Committee.
我们也要感谢我们这个圣经营的这个筹委会。
Do you know how many people we have on the committee?
你知道我们这个圣经营的这个筹委会有几个人吗？
The first ever Bible Camp of the BP Church was a long time ago.
我们圣经长老会的第一个圣经营，这是很久以前的事了。
At that time, one committee member.
那个时候只有一个人成一个筹委会。
For 40 campus.
就是为了40个这个营会的会友呢举办。
In the old school.
在一个很旧的学校。
In Changi.
在江宜那里。
It's called Telok Paku Primary School.
这个很难翻译啊。这个 Telok Paku 这个小学啊。
And then we had a wonderful Bible camp.
啊，在那里呢，我们有一个很蒙福的这个圣经营。
No modern facilities.
那里呢，没有现代的这些设施。
No modern sanitation.
也没有现代的这个卫生间。
No air conditioning.
也没有冷气。
Nothing.
什么都没有。
Only the word of God.
只有神的话语。
And many people, boys and girls were saved.
那时候呢，很多的这些
孩童
们都得救了。
Putrajaya,
我们这个今年呢，我们来到这个 Putrajaya 这个地方。
I'm not bluffing you.
我没有骗你们。
I've not been to a more beautiful location than this.
我没有到过比这个地方更美好的地方。
The Marriott Hotel.
就是这间酒店。
Are you happy?
你高兴吗？
Please appreciate and pray the Holy Spirit to open to you the truth.
我们要存着感激的心，恳求圣灵开我们的眼睛。
It will be my best and happiest moment to know everyone who came to this camp returned home a believer.
如果呢，当中那些还没有信主的，你在营会中呢，信了主回去，那是我莫大的喜乐。
Now for the rest of you who are already Christians.
然后我们当中那些已经是基督徒的。
Do what I did.
像我一样。
Many years ago, about 50 years ago.
就像我一样，这是50年前。
You say, what is it you did 50 years ago?
你说你50年前。
That I should imitate you.
做了什么我要效仿的。
About that time,
那个时候
I left Singapore.
我离开了新加坡
for a place called Belfast.
去到苏格兰一个地方叫 Belfast.
For 2 years or more than 2 years, not seeing one member, even one member of my own family.
那个时候远渡重洋到这么远的地方，两年的时间呢，没有见过亲人。
Not one soul.
没有一个亲人。
I went to a place in Northern Ireland.
就是爱尔兰的地方。
For over 2 years.
就是超过两年的时间。
Be discerning.
所以呢，我们要必须分辨。
So when I went there, I had already prepared a daily, discipline for myself.
我到了那个地方，我自律。
What did I do? You say. What did you do?
我在那里做什么呢？你问我在那里干什么？
I want to say this. Perchance, some young person or older one has to go overseas for some reason.
我与你们分享，就是，如果你们当中有一些需要到很远的地方，到国外去读书或公干的。
You say, well, I need some foreign currency.
你说啊，我需要一些外币。
I need some warm clothing because I'm going to the North Pole.
你说我要到那个北极那里去，所以我需要这个暖。
These things I don't have to tell you.
这些事情呢，我不需要跟你们说。
But I'm telling you something you must have to be discerning.
可是我要与你们分享的就是你们应该有的，让你们能够必须分。
So that you will know, no matter for what reason you go overseas, whether to study to get a few more letters after your name, or to work for some big company.
所以不管你们到国外这个地方，老远的地方去读书或者是公干，
you have an idea of what is at stake.
你会知道说啊，我应该做的是什么。
And what is the most important thing?
是最重要的呢？
My spiritual future.
就是我灵命的
这个前途。I went with a notebook.A simple notebook.
我就是带来一个笔记本。
And I wrote there, time I wake in the morning.
就这个笔记本呢，我记录我早上几点起来。
The time I spend reading God's word and meditating and praying.
我花多少时间读经，思考神的话语。
Just these two things.
只有这两件事情。
Other things were peripheral.
其他的事情是琐碎的。
Dear friends, if you're going overseas, do that.
如果你要远渡重洋的话呢，你就必须要这么做。
You are going to do some higher studies.
如果你要去深造，
very important.
对你来说很重要。
Because when you come back, you get promotion.
因为你回来你要有升职。
Therefore, you...put a lot of emphasis on this trip overseas.
所以呢，你把这个远渡重洋这个深造呢看着很重要。
Good or bad?
好还是坏呢？
Very good.
很好啊。
But
可是
don't forget the lesser things.
可是不要忘了那个其他重要的事情。
What are the lesser things?
其他重要的事情的是什么呢？
The lesser things are the greater things.
其实那些都是重要的。
A notebook,
就是有一个笔记本
for you to write down,
然后记录
when you were awake,
几点起来
what you did the first hour,
你早上起来之后做了什么
you read the Bible,
你读经
what is the Bible?
圣经是什么？
The word of God for you.
是神对我们的给我们的话语。
Have any of you got a letter written to you by the president of the country?
试问你们当中有没有新加坡总统发给你们的信？
This is it. I write down because I'm going to read what someone more important than the president of Singapore wrote to me.
我所要记录的呢，就是我要读那个比新加坡总统还重要的人给我的信函。
Discerning, dear friends.
所以我们大家都要必须分辨。
During the 6 days here, we are going to read God's letter to you.
在我们这个星期六天的时间，我们要读神给我们的信。
How God loves you.
神是怎么爱我们。
How God sent His Son to die for you.
神是什么差遣他的儿子来为我们死
Anyone else die for you?
有没有其他人为你死呢？
Do you all remember that?
你记得吗？
Never forget.
不要忘记。
Be discerning.
你们要必须分辨。
Grow up.
在灵命方面要有长进。
If tonight's meeting,
如果今天的聚会
could bring you salvation,
可以让你能够信主耶稣基督
and a home, a place in the homes in heaven,
让你有救恩能够上天堂
is worth it,
那就
coming.
就值得你来到这里。
I told you the very expensive thing you have invested in is Bible camp.
我告诉你，我们主办这个圣经营下了很大的投资。
Not cheap.
不便宜。
Why did you invest in it?
为什么你肯投资呢？
The most important and the most expensive thing most valuable thing you invested in was what, do you know?
你投资最昂贵的东西是什么，你知道吗？
Do you know? Can you tell me?
你知道吗？你可以跟我说吗？
Your time.
就是你那宝贵的时间。
Six days of your life, you know.
就是你生命中六天的时间。
For 24 hours per day, you're with us.
每天24小时你与我们同在。
And you can hear of the word of God.
你能够聆听神的话语。
God's message to you.
神要给我们的信息。
There is a home beyond the space of earth.
在离开这世界之后，我们有一个天家。
And the king of that place came and died for you.
然后这天家的王，他来。
I never heard of it.
他来到这世上为我们。
I don't think so.
你说你没有听过。
Ah, dear friends,
真的吗？
Be discerning.
我们要必须分辨。
It's in the word of God.
就在神的话语里面。
What is the word of God?
神的话是什么？
It's called the Bible.
就是我们手中的圣经。
It's a message, a personal letter from God to you.
是神他个人给我们的信息。
From God to me.
给我的个人的信息。
And it tells you the truth.
这个圣经告诉我们真理。
All for you, free of charge.
这白白的给我们。
Be discerning.
所以我们要必须分辨。
Good night.
晚安。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven.
我们在天上的父。
Please speak to someone today.
求你对我们当中一些人说话。
Someone who needs thy message.
尤其是那些需要得到你信息的人。
That God loved men.
让他们都知道你爱世人。
And came and died for men.
你来到这世上为世人而死。
But death had no power to hold him.
可是死没有权柄。
And he rose again.
然后耶稣从死里复活。
And he did ascended to heaven.
他上到天堂。
With a promise.
他有这个给我们的这个应许。
I will come again.
他说他要再来。
Oh Lord our God.
我们的父，我们的神。
Speak to someone tonight.
求你对我们当中一些人说话。
To come and believe.
让他们也能够来相信。
And to receive this home in heaven.
来相信，来拥有这个在天上的家。
And everlasting life.
还有永生。
O Lord our God.
我们的主，我们的神。
Speak. For we thy people hear.
求你对我们说话，让我们能够专一的心来听。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们如此祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
阿门，
阿门。